Like I say, we're glad to be here this morning. We appreciate that our heart's been made to feel and the service thus far. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that and feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us this morning, go and find some reading in St. Matthew, the sixth chapter. Glad to have you this morning. Appreciate you coming, being in the service with us today. It's very familiar scripture that we're going to read in your hearing. Sixth chapter of the book of St. Matthew. We're going to start with the 16th verse. It says, "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But now, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If that therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, and are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now maybe correct the reading. That's reading a portion of the sixth chapter of the book of St. Matthew, knowing and realizing that it is a continuation of that of what's noted as Sermon on the Mount, and that the Lord had left with the people of that day. And there's a lot, as we say many a time, there's a lot in this and a lot that we'll probably not get around to, but we've got just a little bit of a thought, and we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and try to deliver that on the Lord being our helper. And we do need your prayers this morning. We really do. The scripture says here, and it makes mention about laying up treasure, and it said, lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And I want to talk just a little bit this morning, God being our helper, brethren, about that will last. That will last. There's some things, brethren, when you think about that, of this, he made mention. He said, you lay up things of treasure and what have you upon earth. He said, the moth and that of the rust, he said, it'll corrupt it. In other words, it'll get to it. It'll decay and it'll pass away. It most certainly will. There's not anything. And brethren, in this world, brethren, that don't, the environment, the worldly environment, that it don't, in other words, take its hold on it, and it sucks the source out of it, and it, that of the sun even beating down day after day, that, brethren, it'll bring forth a change in it. It most certainly will. Now, and you have to do things, brethren. You have to preserve things and try to take care of things that, brethren, if you don't, they will not last. They most certainly won't. But I want you to think about this morning, my friend, things that will last. My friend, things that will last. He said, lay up for yourselves treasures, brethren, in heaven. Yes, sir, Ray. Now go back just a little bit, my friend. If you're going to buy something, brethren, you normally want to buy something that's going to last you just a little while. Brethren, you don't want to buy something, my friend, you're going to have to replace. My friend, every time you turn around, my friend, and not just that, when we get something, we want to be sure it's got a good warranty with it. My friend, brethren, to where we ain't working on it all the time. My friend, but brethren, I want you to realize the things of this world will fade away. My friend, I don't care what kind. My friend, I guarantee you get on them. My friend, there's a time. My friend, there's an expiration time. They most certainly are. We used to make, my friend, that of a base for a paint. My friend and brethren, the paint that it went into the paint. My friend, and that paint was had what they called a lifetime warranty.
now, friend, it carried a lifetime warranty. Now, friend, and we was in a meeting one day. Now, friend, and one man asked, he said, I want to know, now, friend, just what is a lifetime warranty? Now, friend, he said, well, I said, we guarantee it for a lifetime, and we figure a lifetime to be 40 years. My friend, yeah. My friend, so it had a period. My friend, it had a time. My friend, brother, if I want something that's going to last a lifetime, my friend, I'd like for it to last forever, wouldn't you? My friend, I most certainly would. My friend, I'd like for it to last on and on and on. My friend, and there's things. There's things, my friend, that the environment don't change. My friend, too much, but just the old common man, my friend, can't afford them. My friend, it's just a fact. My friend, it most certainly is. My friend, but I want you to realize that is earthly. My friend, that is of the earth. My friend, sometime, some form or fashion, it'll fade away. My friend, it will not last. My friend, no siree. And I said all that to say this. My friend, brethren, there's folks trying to satisfy. My friend, they're longing. My friend, with things that will not last. My friend, they most certainly are. And they're laying up their treasure in this world. My friend, brethren, trying. My friend, to get things to last forever. My friend, brethren, the doctors. My friend, are trying to get this old body. My friend, to live longer. My friend, everybody's got the remedy. My friend, everybody's got the solution. My friend, brethren, just buy it and see if it won't work. My friend, hear me. Hear me. My friend, brethren, they put it up. The outward man. Brethren, but the truth of it is, he ain't gonna last. My friend, no sir. My friend, this old tabernacle you looking at. My friend, will one day fade away. My friend, it'll go right back to the dust. My friend, but I'm glad to tell you this morning. My friend, there is something on the inside. My friend, that will last. My friend, yes sir. Yes sir. My friend, you ain't gonna worry. No sir. My friend, no sir. Do you know when Christ come? My friend, we was talking a little bit in our Sunday school. My friend, about the old covenant. My friend, brethren, under the old covenant. My friend, they had nothing that last. My friend, no sir. Nothing that last. One generation cometh. My friend, and another and pass away. My friend, that's the way of the earth. My friend, that's the way things are. My friend, you can go up around them creeks. My friend, them old mountain creeks. My friend, and you can go down. And you can find you some rocks. My friend, brethren, that years and years. My friend, brethren, of running over them rocks. My friend, has changed them. My friend, you won't find too many jagged ones, you know. My friend, most of them are smooth. My friend, yes sir. And got the rough edges off of them. My friend, but listen to me. My friend, some of them used to be big. my friend, now they're small. Hey, my friend, they stay there long enough, they'll get smaller and smaller. Hey, my friend, yes, they'll change. Hey, my friend, but brethren, they've something on the inside of man. Hey, my friend, that will last forever. Hey, my friend, it's got, thank God, something. Oh, it's got something better than a warranty. Hey, my friend, yes, it has. Hey, my friend, you know when Christ comes. Hey, my friend, under the law, they, oh, brethren, all they could see was the grave. Hey, my friend, they couldn't get out of it. Hey, my friend, they had nothing. Hey, my friend, that would redeem them from the grave. Hey, my friend, that grave held them. Hey, my friend, they was a few of them looked. The Bible said Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. My friend, brethren, I believe. My friend, that he got to see it. My friend, but it wasn't in his day. My friend, no siree. My friend, in other words, it didn't come to pass. My friend, in his day. Brethren, he is looking for a lasting and a more durable substance. Yes, siree. My friend, people of days just are grabbing and running. My friend, and doing all they can. My friend, to find that's going to last. My friend, yes, they are. My friend, yes, they are, even that. My friend, of the church world. My friend, they're putting up churches on every corner. My friend, they putting them up in every vacant spot I've ever seen. Yes, sir. My friend, I seen one maybe right out here. And I was happening to think. My friend, it said, what? A church in the basement. My friend, I just thought, well, my friend, what in the world? My friend, I ain't even gonna ask. My friend, a church in the basement. My friend, I'll tell you something. My friend, you can have church in the basement. My friend, but you better have the Lord with you. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, something that'll last. My friend, something. You know why folks find themselves? My friend, they find themselves hunting. They find themselves doing everything. Brethren, they can to get a hold of peace. My friend, and peace never comes. My friend, if you've ever been acquainted with the Lord. My friend, I mean really acquainted with him. My friend, you know where peace is. My friend, you know where it come from. My friend, and you know where you can find it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, can I tell you? My friend, back when we first started preaching, my friend, brother, they'd have what we call, my friend, little cottage prayer meetings. My friend, and them that couldn't get out. My friend, yes, sir, we'd go to them. My friend, yes, sir, their house. My friend, we'd have meetings. My friend, I'll tell you, I've had some good meetings. My friend, just at an old cottage prayer meeting. My friend, and used to. My friend, they'd be men. My friend that had a place of business. My friend, and every now and again, about once or twice a year. My friend, they'd set up tent. My friend, and they'd have old tent meeting. My friend, yes, sir, tent revival. My friend, it wasn't in the tent, folks. my friend, it wasn't in the colleges. Ha! My friend, brethren, God's the same God. Ha! My friend, he's the same God today. Ha! My friend, as he was then. Ha! But you know what I've seen. Ha! My friend, I've seen and found out. Ha! Brethren, that men would come to some of them tent meetings. Ha! My friend, in some of them cottages. Ha! My friend, they wouldn't come to the house of God. Ha! My friend, what'd they come for, preacher? Ha! My friend, I'm satisfied they was looking for something that would last. Ha! Yes, sirree. Ha! Yes, sirree. Ha! My friend, it doesn't matter where you's a good old Joe. Ha! My friend, or where you's a sot drunkard. Ha! My friend, brother, men still look for something. Ha! My friend, that would last. Ha! Yes, sir. Ha! Yes, sir. Ha! My friend, we had two men. Ha! My friend, that lived in our community. Ha! My friend, old Noah and R.L. McAllister. Ha! My friend, they is brothers. Ha! My friend, never owned a car. Ha! My friend, I don't know where they work. Ha! My friend, but they evidently work somewhere. Ha! My friend and brethren, both of them was drunks. Ha! My friend, yes, sir. Ha! My friend, and it wasn't nothing. Ha! My friend, to walk down beside where I live. Ha! My friend, and see one of them laid over in the ditch. Ha! My friend, you say, preacher? Ha! It was their life. Ha! My friend, this is their lifestyle. Ha! My friend, before they left this world. Ha! My friend, as far as I know. Ha! My friend, they both got hold of something. Ha! My friend, that lasts longer than that ball. Ha! Yes, sir, that they had got a hold of. Ha! My friend, don't tell me God can't give you. Ha! My friend, brethren, he'll give you a drink you'll never thirst. Ha! My friend, again. Ha! That's what he said. Ha! My friend, you say, preacher, I ain't never drank none of that water. Ha! My friend, well, he could. Ha! You could if you would believe him. Ha! My friend, believe upon his name. Ha! My friend, yes, sir, with the heart. Ha! Yes, sir, you'd find out God give you a drink. Ha! My friend, a lasting, everlasting. Ha! My friend, he said it'd be just like a spring. Ha! My friend, bubble. Ha, ha, yes, it would. Ha, ha, yes, it would. Ha, ha, my friend, as long as you live in this world, ha, ha, my friend, brother, you're going to have situations. Ha, ha, you're going to have problems. Ha, ha, my friend, you're going to have something that you'll face. Ha, ha, my friend, just like the children of Israel did. Ha, ha, brother, you're going to have it. Ha, ha, you might as well look for it. Ha, ha, my friend, some of them has already said, ha, ha, my friend, this morning about time and how time, how transitions come real fast. And they do. Ha, my friend, they do. They'll come, brethren, quicker. Ha, my friend, quicker than you can bat an eye. Ha, my friend, they'll come just like that. Ha, my friend, and it might be, you say, preacher, people still die. Ha, my friend, why are you talking about something that lasts? Ha, my friend, brethren, you can get a hold of something that lasts longer than you, than you do. Yes, sir, in this world. Ha, my friend, yes, sir, it's been proven. It's been tried. Ha, my friend, it's been put to the test. Ha, my friend, you say, preacher, I thought we was just going to live forever. Ha! My friend, brother, well, this old man ain't. Ha! My friend, but that inward man can. Ha! Yes, he can. Ha! my friend, it said that God so loved the world. My friend, that whosoever believeth him, in him should not perish. My friend, but have eternal life. My friend, or everlasting life. My friend, what's everlasting? It's hard for us to comprehend, ain't it? My friend, everlasting, something that don't have no end. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The scripture says, and of his government and peace there shall be no end. My friend, brethren, they ain't no end to him. My friend, no, sir. Get acquainted with him. My friend, quit looking in the wrong places. My friend, brethren, you can look all you want to in this world. My friend, brethren, and you ain't going to find everything that satisfies the soul. My friend, you might find a few things that satisfies the flesh. My friend, just a little bit. My friend, but brethren, it won't be long. It'll run out. Did you know that? My friend, these folks round about today. My friend, that they've just swapping one little dream for another dream. My friend, yes, they are. My friend, and they ain't found that peace yet. My friend, they ain't found that everlasting love yet. My friend, God loves you with an everlasting love. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, you know that God will take that. My friend, the blackest sinner there is. My friend, and he'll make him white as snow. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He told the children of Israel. My friend, in the days of Isaiah, the first chapter, the 18th verse. My friend, he said, come down, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, he said, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, he said, I'll make them just white as wool. My friend, yes, sir. But he goes on, you can go on and read it. He said, if you rebel and refuse, or refuse and rebel, my friend, brethren, he's got something for you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, those that rebel. My friend, those rebels. My friend, I know. You say, preacher, we ain't going to talk about me. My friend, brethren, ain't you looking for something that'll last? My friend, how many of you'd like to have something, thank God, that won't fade away? My friend, that'll never tire up. My friend, no, sir, it won't go away. My friend, preacher, I don't know about that. My friend, it can't be eternal, my friend, if it goes away. My friend, if there's an end to it, my friend, it can't be eternal. My friend, brethren, one writer said, they some things laid up eternal in the heavens. My friend, hear me. Now hear me, listen. My friend, brethren, lay your treasures up. Now where the moth and rust doth not corrupt. My friend, and thieves don't break in and steal. My friend, you know, a thief might steal everything you got. My friend, brethren, but he can't steal your peace. My friend, no, he can't. He can't steal your life. How you say, preacher, he could kill me. My friend, that ain't your life. My friend, that's your life here on earth. My friend, it might come to an end. My friend, they sang an old song, says, I'll never die. My friend, I'll just be promoted. My friend, I'm glad we can get a hold of something. My friend, that will last. My friend, it'll last. Brethren, forever. Yes, it will. my friend, now listen. My friend, these folks today trying to satisfy. You've heard me say a lot of times. My friend, there's a reason this morning you may not understand. My friend, and I probably don't understand either. But there's a reason this morning. My friend, that God changed me. My friend, from what I was going to preach. My friend, to this message. My friend, and I thought to myself, my friend, Lord, my friend, that's just a simple message. My friend, brother, and I got news for you. My friend, it's a life-altering message. My friend, if people will search for that, that will last. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He told them disciples when he picked them out. He said, come follow me. My friend, brethren, they laid down their nets. My friend, in other words, they laid down their life. My friend, and they went and followed him. Yes, they did. My friend, I don't know this morning. Brethren, what you stand in need of, I don't know what you're looking for. I really don't. Brethren, but I'll tell you one thing, you won't find it in the world. My friend, you won't find that lasting substance. My friend, the fountain of the youth. My friend, brethren, the miracle cream. My friend, do away with all them wrinkles. My friend, them baggy eyes. My friend, yeah. Yes, sir. My friend, they making multi-million dollars. My friend, off of stuff that's made out of dirt. Glory to God. You say, preachers, that ain't right. Well, my friend, I just happen to know what most of us made out of. My friend, yes, sir, they won't give you the whole scenario. No, they won't. Glory to God. Glory to God. My friend, no wonder it works. You ain't nothing but dirt, no way. Glory. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, get off all that. My friend, it won't make you 1 inch taller. My friend, it won't make you one day younger. Did you know that? My friend, it won't do it. My friend, you listen to me. My friend, you can pretty this thing up. Doctor it up. You can redo just about everything on it. My friend, yes, sir, but you can't change that soul. No, sir. You can't change that soul. My friend, and that soul's got a longing. My friend, yes, it has. It's got a longing. My friend, for something that's lasting. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know why they ain't too many folks? I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, this morning. My friend, we get to tell in the church. My friend, a lot of times, no wonder somebody don't want what you got. You look like you've been eating sourbriars. My friend, all day long. My friend, hear me. Hear me. My daughter said something the other day. My friend, I don't smile a lot. My friend, and I finally take most things pretty serious. I don't jest a lot. So when I do jest, people don't know what to take. My friend, nobody laughs. My friend, at my jesting, but that's okay. My friend, I'm not a jester anyway. My friend, but there's somebody. I'll put a picture of me and Kathy on. My friend, their face, whatever you call it. My friend, Facebook, I think. my friend, their accountant, one of them rolled in and said, "Don't that Randy ever smile?" yeah. Oh, my friend, I thought, well, oh, my friend, yeah, I do, I guess. Oh, my friend, but it's hard for me to smile when I'm taking a picture. Oh, my friend, I'm not too camera friendly. No, sir. No, sir. Oh, my friend, but I'm going to tell you something. Oh, my friend, people says it's the church's fault. Oh, my friend, the reason things are getting like they are. Oh, my friend, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Oh, my friend, the church is the only hope this world's got. Oh, my, it most certainly is. Oh, my friend, people, I hear people say, oh, my friend, all the time. Oh, my friend, but listen, I've got a point to this. Oh, my friend, brother, well, if that person's a Christian, the woods is full of them. Oh, my friend, all such as this, it don't mean, my friend, you're going to smile from ear to ear. Oh, my friend, when you get saved. Oh, my friend, but I'll say this, it don't mean you won't either. Oh, my friend, I believe there's a smile in there. Oh, I most certainly do. Oh, my friend, I hear people testify and they say, well, I just wanted what so-and-so had. Oh, my friend, brother, I wasn't in the Baptist church long enough. Oh, my friend, to know what all was going on. Oh, my friend, I wasn't in it long enough, my friend, to know. Oh, my friend, brother, that it worked like this and it worked like that. Oh, my friend, and them over. Oh, my friend, brethren, that look like they was about halfway paying attention. Oh, my friend, they probably heard every word of the message. Oh, my friend, brother, we don't go on what people's looking like. Oh, my friend, the night I got saved, my friend, you know why I went down to the altar? Oh, my friend, I went down to the altar because I felt like I was dying. Oh, my friend, yes, sir, I felt like this is it. This is the last time the Lord will ever deal. Oh, my friend, with you, that's what. Oh, my friend, I was thinking. Oh, my friend, and I knowed if I died in the condition I was in, I'd split hell wide open. Oh, my friend, that's the reason I went to the altar. Oh, my friend, I didn't know what saved meant. Oh, my friend, though, sir, I didn't know what it meant to be saved. Oh, my friend, I didn't know what it meant for him to save me outside of the fact that I wouldn't go to hell. Oh, my friend, that's what I went for. Oh, my friend, I didn't go down there, my friend, that I might get up shouting. Oh, my friend, or I might get up and have a good, long, elaborate testimony. Oh, my friend, I went down, my friend, because I was dying and I need some help. Oh, my friend, yes, sir, and I asked him, thank God, to help me. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can believe what you want to. Most people do anyway. Oh, my friend, but brethren, that night I got something. Something got a hold of me. Oh, my friend, and it ain't let go yet. Glory to God. Oh, my friend, it's still working. Oh, my friend, it's still lasting. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, my friend, God don't want you to go to hell no way. Oh, my friend, no, he don't. No, he don't. You say, preacher, men need to preach. Hell's so hot that people can feel it. Oh, my friend, well, I'll tell you, I don't know exactly what the man was preaching on. Oh, my friend, the night I got saved, but I don't think it was hell. Oh, my friend, he might have been preaching on heaven. Oh, my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, my friend, what do you mean, preacher? It doesn't matter what he's preaching on. Oh, my friend, brother, the Lord done got a hold. Oh, my friend, of my heart, and he is dealing with my heart. Oh, my friend and brethren, I know where I stood between me and the Lord. Oh, my friend, you know what the scripture teaches. Oh, my friend, it says that it's God's goodness that leadeth thee to repentance. Oh, my friend, what are we going to do with that? That my friend, preacher, you gotta scare them into it. That my friend, you scare them into it, the devil might scare them out of it. How'd you know that? That my friend, you know that. Brethren, I don't know too much of what people's got today. How'd you know that? I really don't. I don't really understand. That my friend, what people has today. That my friend, brethren, what they're looking for. But I'll promise you one thing, they're looking for something that'll last. Yes, they are. They're looking for a lasting substance. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something this morning? That my friend, man don't possess it. That my friend, it's not in man's power. That my friend, to give you that lasting substance. No, it ain't. That my friend, Dr. Watkins can't give it to you. No, sir. My friend, there's a lot of things that was used years ago. My friend, brethren, for the day, it worked pretty good. My friend, for the day and the time. My friend, they didn't know what off and all these insect repellents was back in the day. My friend, we'd go pick blackberries. My friend, I'll tell you exactly what my grandmother do. My friend, she had some old material. My friend, she'd cut some strips about that long, about that wide. My friend, she'd take them over and she'd soak them in kerosene. My friend, and she'd tie them around your ankles. My friend, you'd wear a long shirt and she'd tie them around the end of that shirt. My friend, that was your chiggery. Yes, sir. A repellent. My friend, you know what? I can't never remember getting no chiggers. My friend, I probably didn't smell to you. My friend, but I just didn't have no chiggers. My friend, a lot of things, my friend, they used to do. My friend, yes, sir, back in the day. I just say, preacher, did it work? Sure it worked. My friend, if it hadn't worked, they wouldn't be doing it. My friend, my grandmother would get a hold of some buttermilk and soda. My friend, and put a little flour in it and doctor up my poison oak. My friend, just as sure as I'm standing here. My friend, yes, sir, I've had poison oak so bad I couldn't close my hands. My friend, yes, sir, boy, she'd put that on and it'd burn like crazy. My friend, but it wouldn't be a little while, it'd quit burning. My friend, it'd quit itching, too. It'd soon fall off, what happened. My friend, if you kept working. Yes, it did. My friend, there's a lot of remedies out there for a lot of things. My friend, but brethren, they ain't but one remedy for that soul. My friend, yes, sir. Dr. Doolittle ain't got the remedy for it. My friend, no, sir. Brethren, your brother and your sister can't, they can't fix that problem. I know they can't. My friend, I don't know. My friend, I really don't. I don't know what people's looking for. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing, I've never seen a time. My friend, like this for people. My friend, that they're looking for something. My friend, to satisfy their longing. My friend, and they're looking in all the wrong places. My friend, yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's very few hours in a day. My friend, that they ain't some kind of murder or killing down in Atlanta, Georgia. My friend, I'd say between here and there, there's very few hours in a day that they ain't some kind. My friend, of killing going on. My friend, hear me. My friend, neighbor can't get along with neighbor. My friend, you know that? Road rage. My friend, road rage. Brethren, I can't help. And I worked with a man for several years ago. My friend and brother, he that got in the car, went on vacation. And he got up yonder in West Virginia and them old curvy roads. And my friend, he said that car just kept playing with him. And my friend never would let him pass. And my friend, he said, Randy, I just got to tell you, I said, that man had road rage. I said, what do you mean? He said, he made me mad. I said, sure enough. He said, he made me so mad I got my gun. And my friend, he said, I was going to shoot him. And my friend, I looked at him. His name was Charles. And my friend, I said, Charles, who had road rage? He said, that man had road rage. I said, it wasn't that man. And my friend, sounds to me like you had road rage. Glory. And that's just how people think. Sometimes you get in their way. And my friend, they'll eliminate you. My friend, and get their problem out of the way. My friend, but they can't find that that's lasting. My friend, that really lasts. My friend, lay all the treasures you want to. My friend, you can be a multi-billionaire. My friend, when you die, my friend, they can put you in the finest. My friend, that they make in this world. My friend, but when you die, you're dead. We can't never bring you back to life. You'll be dead. My friend, hear me. Hear me. You say, preacher, don't talk like that. That disturbs people. My friend, some people need to be disturbed. Did you know that? Yes, sir. They some people ain't never going to do nothing. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. They some people's got, brethren, everything in the world figured out. My friend, they got it figured out just exactly like they want it. My friend, the only thing, they some of them, the only thing, I've got an uncle, I don't mind telling you. My friend, it's a fact, he's told me more than once. My friend, brother, he come by, brother, and he got to talking, he said, Randy, he said, I want you to preach my funeral. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, there's a few people around. My friend, he said, I just want you to preach me in heaven. My friend, I said, brother, it don't work that way. My friend, it doesn't matter. I don't mind doing your funeral, but I said, whether you go to heaven, my friend, or hell, I said, it's not my decision. I said, the truth of it is, it's yours. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love him to death. The only uncle I got left. My friend, I really do. Got a big heart about him. You can't help but like him. My friend, that ain't going to get him to heaven. That ain't going to get him out of jail. No, it ain't. My friend, you better know somebody better than the governor. My friend, or the president. My friend, or the best coroner there is. My friend, brethren, they can pretty you up. My friend, they can make you look so many years younger. My friend, they can make you look like you're just sitting asleep. My friend, the truth of it is, my friend, what you looking on there, my friend, ain't going. No, sirree. Now, it will be planted. Yes, it will. It'll wind right back up in the earth. My friend, yes, it will. Yes, it will. My friend, Hugh Hefner, I believe it was. My friend had multi-millions. My friend, the latter years of his life, my friend, he never would come out of a room. My friend, went, he was afraid he'd get sick. And do you know that? My friend, I just ain't gonna live like that. You, my friend, well, my friend, we're in a state, my friend, that I don't like. My friend, we're in a place that I don't like. My friend, brother, you walk down the street, you don't know who's got this stuff and who ain't. My friend, yes, sir, and they ask you a question. And you go to the doctor, they said, you been around anybody? Yeah. My friend, been around anybody? My friend, I don't reckon I have. My friend, I don't know. My friend, whether I have or not. But the truth of it is, my friend, this old man will die. My friend, you're going to plant him somewhere. Yes, you are. But brethren, there's something about me. Thank God that you ain't going to plant. Do you know that? Oh, preacher, my friend, what do you mean ain't gonna plant? Thank God he gonna live forever. My friend, yes, sir, he gonna live on. Yes, he is. My friend, I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of. We gonna ask them to get a verse of a song. Brethren, I could go all the way through this scripture. Did you know that the Bible says that it's not the Lord's will that any perish, but that all should come to repentance? He'd like for you to repent this morning. If you want something that's lasting, if you want to get something, my friend, that won't wear out, preacher, you guarantee me it won't wear out. It won't wear out. Matter of fact, it'll get newer.
Yeah.
Said, though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day.
Yeah.
Just renewed. Day by day. Brethren, it's something that will last.
Amen.
It's something that will outlast this world. Yes, sir, and everything that's in it. And it does come. It does come with a promise. Do you know that? It is the promise. You'll believe upon him. Romans said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But listen, you're going to have to believe from the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, preacher, I got something they say it'll just last forever. There's a lot of things that'll last a long time if you don't never put them to use. Do you know that? They'll look as good. Some of them will look just as good as the day you bought it. Huh? Yeah. I got some of them little things too. I got some. I'm not going to tell you I ain't. I got some. I got some spread out in the cabinet. Huh? Looks just as good as the day I bought it. Yes, sir. But you know what? I don't use it every day. No, sir. I don't pull it out of that cabinet. No, I don't. I pay it a little attention. A little attention. All I can tell you is I got it. Huh? It doesn't mean beans to nobody else. It doesn't mean nothing to anybody other than the fact that I can tell you I got it. Huh? Think about it. When it's all said and done, my friend, everything that I own, Herman, it's going to be left to somebody else.
Yeah.
You hear me? Somebody else going to get it. Somebody else. And you know what? It's probably going to mean less to them than it did me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it'll be gone. Huh? Ain't that the truth? Oh, preacher. preacher. I don't like to think about things like that. Every one of us that's still living, my friend, the Lord help us, my friend, we'll come to a day when it'll all be said and done here. 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 We'll work no more here. We'll do no more here. Brethren, but there's something, thank God, on the inside that can rejoice here.
Amen.
And thank God it'll rejoice there. Yes, sir, as well. As well. It's going to last.
Amen.
Yes, sir. No end. No end. Have you got something that will last? Have you got it? It's sad to say, but they are folks, my friend, that just want to be associated with church members. You know that? They make it a point to be associated with church members. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, and I said this the other day, I think. Moses told his father-in-law's son, actually. He said, you come go with us. For the Lord has spoken good things concerning Israel. Just come go with us. Why wouldn't you just want to get something that lasts? Something, thank God, you don't have to worry about, brethren, is it going to last or not? Is it going to make it? I'm going to tell you, I can't help it. I'm just one of these. I'm one of these. I want you to know that. Brethren, I ain't waiting till I get over yonder to figure out where I'm saved or not.
Yeah.
Thank God, I can tell you right now, I've been saved. Born again, thank God, bought by the blood. And thank God, it ain't got no end to it. My everlasting and eternal day started the night I got saved.
Amen.
Let us stand.